Welcome to our 26th of June SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here, and I hope you're keeping well. I also hope you've not melted. I love the sun, but also have a newfound appreciation for rain. Seriously, thank you for all your support this week. The girls have been magnificent and shown such maturity and positivity. We're really grateful to them and to the staff for all their hard work keeping everything going. And so on to pupil success. Congratulations to Zara in 8L and to Amara in 10A on winning the weekend quiz on the geography, economy and sporting successes of Ghana. After the draw against England on Wednesday, we can see how successful they are. And well done to Zara and Amara for their superb research skills and exceptional time management. Congratulations to three fantastic young ladies on their absolutely brilliant math scores. Well done to Olivia in 7S, to Aria in 7T, to Audrey in 7P on their superb efforts, outstanding progress and fantastic attainment in maths. And so on to school events. The Year 11 and Year 13 proms, wow, they were absolutely fabulous. Year 11 and 13 looked so glamorous and truly elegant. Beauty comes from the inside out, and hence our girls were even more stunningly beautiful and utterly refined. We all had such great fun and were never off the dance floor, and the girls conducted themselves with the utmost positive decorum. Thank you to the prom committee for the fundraising, and special thanks to Divine, to Chelsea, to Esther and to Dior for their organising skills and leadership. Huge congratulations to Eliza and Lillian for all their amazing technical skill in producing a celebratory video to launch the whole evening, and for all their hard work with the yearbook. Honestly, Eliza and Lillian are going to be the next media stars of the future. The BBC or ITV or Sky need to recruit them now. Credit where credit is due. I say this through gritted teeth. St. Andrews was a superb venue. Their staff were fantastic. The rooms were great and the food was lovely. As you can imagine, I found the view of the pitch quite troubling, but I have got over it. Sincere thanks to Dr. O'Connor and Mr. Gupwell for all their creative flair and tremendous hard work for organising the proms so well, and to all the staff for attending. What a night of utter joy. And we will have memories of our glorious girls which will last a lifetime. Thanks be to God. Our Year 7 had a wonderful pilgrimage in Lourdes. They brought our prayers with them and embraced all of the opportunities to learn more about Saint Bernadette and Our Blessed Lady, as well as making the most of the opportunities to pray at the grotto, attend masses, participate in the Blessed Sacrament and candlelit processions, to do the high stations of the cross, as well as to do water gestures at the baths. One of the highlights was Maya from 7L and Janelle from 7A with Miss Edwards leading the 3 p.m. rosary, which is broadcast throughout the world. What an amazing privilege, and we were so proud to see SPG go global on EWTN Catholic News Channel. Thanks so much to Mrs. Pello for all her phenomenal hard work in organising the pilgrimage, and to Mrs. Canavan, Miss Edwards and Mrs. McGlone for all their support. Year 7 will give an update in the podcast next week. On Tuesday morning, we had mini football and cricket competitions. The winners for cricket were 7U and 8U. For football, the winners were 9S and 10L. This added on to the netball scores, and it will be factored into all the forthcoming competitions. On Wednesday, our new Year 12 were invited into school to gain more of an insight into life in the sixth form as part of our Connect Day. The day was led by our new Year 13 and also included opportunities to hear from five of our recent alumni who came back to talk about their experiences of university and apprenticeships, ranging from law at University College London to an aerospace engineering apprenticeship at BAE. During the day, the new Year 12 also had subject taster talks led by the new Year 13, and also talks about nine different areas, such as trips, pastoral support, and getting ready for September. The day included opportunities to build relationships between the two year groups with a barbecue lunch in the sunken garden. We're so proud of our new Year 13 and our new Year 12. Next academic year is going to be brilliant. Thanks to Mrs. Rick, supported by Mrs. Cruddock, for all their hard work organising this wonderful experience. And we are very grateful to our wonderful, absolutely wonderful Year 13 presenters who spoke with such confidence, such maturity, and gave such helpful advice and strategies. On Wednesday, there was also the retreat for the Chaplaincy Champions at Selly Park. It was an amazing experience to bask in the sun and in the peace of Selly Park Convent. The day started with Mass, and they then went on to complete a St. Peter and Paul mission, where they had to solve different codes to find St. Peter's keys and the sword of St. Paul. They then had a workshop about the year of St. Francis and the opportunity for silent prayer. It concluded with a prayer at Mother Genevieve's grave, and throughout, the girls were thoroughly superb and excellent ambassadors for our school. Thank you to Alejandra for all of her hard work, to Sister Margaret for her endless humour and enthusiasm, and to Mr. Venables for all his support. And so on to forthcoming events. I'm just going to read a message from West Midlands Fire Service regarding water safety, because it is so important that we share this with our girls in as many different ways as we can. There has been a letter sent home, it's also on the website, and it's also been in the news. But this is such an important area that it does bear repeating again on this podcast. They say, of all drownings in 2025, 57% took place in inland water, canals, rivers, lakes, ponds. The types of bodies of water we have lots of in Birmingham and surrounding areas. Even if the weather is warm, the water may be freezing cold, causing your body to go into cold water shock. The advice of West Midlands Fire Service is, if you fall into water, float to live. Put your head back, float on your back, and keep yourself stable by using small movements of your hands. Once you're stable, you may call for help or swim to the bank if it's feasible. Their advice is never to go into the water to save people or pets, but instead call 999 for the fire service. There's more information about staying safe around water on the West Midlands Fire Service Water Safety page, but I'm sure you have already had a conversation with your daughter about being safe in water, which is never to go into water unaccompanied, and it's always best just to dabble your toes and nothing more. And now on to something a little more uplifting regarding dates between now and the end of term. This is just a reminder to Year 7 parents that your daughter is not in school on Wednesday, the 1st of July next week for the citywide Year 6 transition day. There are a small number of Year 7s who are coming in to assist, but for the majority, it is a time to have the day off as part of this citywide Year 6 transition. Thursday, the 2nd of July, is going to be a day of such vibrancy because as part of our culture celebrations, all pupils and staff are invited to come into school wearing clothing celebrating our cultural heritage. I better get my Roscommon attire sorted. Wednesday, the 3rd of July, is an inset day. Monday, the 6th of July, is Careers Day, and Mrs. Rigg has organised an inspirational day for all of us. Year 7 and 8 are in school, and Year 9 are at Birmingham Newman University. Parents of Year 9 have been given very detailed instructions on how your daughter can make her way there. If there are any problems, please do not hesitate to get in touch with Miss Sullivan. Year 10 and Year 12 are on work experience. Tuesday, the 9th of July at 6 p.m. is the Queen of Arts Fashion Show and Performing Arts Collaboration Showcase. Monday, the 13th of July is the day Year 7 head off to Breen Sands and Funfair. We are really, really looking forward to it. And so on to just one thing. And the Just One Thing this week is led by Mrs. Evans and Mrs. Rich, the geography leads, on how you can encourage your daughter to use geography if she's travelling on holidays or if she's staying at home.
Thank you, Dr. Cassidy, for asking Mrs. Evans and I to speak to you today about just one thing you can do to help your daughter using her geography knowledge over the summer holidays. The girls have been working very hard in geography this year and they've learned so many skills that can be utilised during their holidays. We are going to talk through a few suggestions you may want to use.
Firstly, developing our locational knowledge is a key skill for geographers. Whether you are exploring this summer or staying closer to home, we would encourage you to use maps to explore both your local and global area. You could start by having a look at Google Maps, find the place you'll be visiting and look at the surrounding features. In lessons, we split this into human and physical features. Physical features are the natural elements of geography. So therefore, are there any natural features where you are? Rivers, coastlines, mountains, oceans. Keep a note of the names of these. With human features, these are the man-made elements, such as buildings, transport routes, places of worship, housing type. What do you notice about these features? Do they connect points together? Especially if you're outside of your local area, think about the design of these. Are they similar or different to what you are used to? Online and in libraries or bookshops, they have access to many OS maps of the area you may be in. Using the key can help you identify these features in greater detail. Finally, when exploring new places, it's always interesting to look out for local landmarks. Exploring landmarks helps geographers understand how places are shaped by both natural processes and human activity. Landmarks such as mountains, castles, bridges and monuments often tell the story of a region's history and culture, showing how people have lived and adapted over time. We would love to know what landmarks you've visited and their attractions to tourists.
Another focus area in geography that affects everyone in their daily lives is weather. Weather can be an extremely important factor in the activities that you choose to do over the summer, especially with the heat wave that we're experiencing at the moment. So whether you are travelling abroad or travelling around the UK, staying local to home, ask your daughter to check for weather apps for where you're going to be and what the weather will be like to help you plan your activities. Will you need to do something indoors? Is one day of the week looking nicer to go for a picnic or a day on the beach? Let them also guide you on what you may need to bring with you. Do we need brollies or sun cream? This will give them a role to play in your adventures and allow them to share what they have learnt in school. Another area you could link this to is the impact of tourists and what they can do to the environment. We have looked at this in all year groups from 7 to 9. Any activities that you will do, you will be the tourists. Do they notice the impacts that lots of tourists can have on a location? Is there increased litter? Car parks full of people, lots of traffic. Also, anything positive? Is this helping businesses out, bringing joy to those gaining knowledge or new skills from the activities they're doing? No matter where you go, however near or however far you travel, we would love to hear about it. If you'd like to send us a postcard of your adventures, please send them into school. We'd look forward to reading them. Thank you very much. Have a lovely weekend from Mrs. Rich.
And Mrs. Evans.
And we'll hand you back to Dr. Cassley.
Thank you so much for all of those excellent suggestions. And as we always do, we would love to make a wonderful presentation of all the postcards that we receive over the course of the summer holidays. So if you are going abroad, or even if you are staying locally, why not send a postcard into school about what you are doing during the holiday period so that we can get a global picture of where SPG are over the holidays. And so we conclude with prayer. Saint Medard is a 6th century French bishop, and he is the patron saint of sunshine and good weather. And I think we can stop praying to him right now. However, I end the podcast this week with the Canticle of the Sun from St. Francis of Assisi. And this is a beautiful prayer written in 1225 that praises God for all creation, particularly thanking God for, as St. Francis says, brother sun. St. Francis composed this song of praise or canticle to our all-powerful good Lord to say thank you for all the blessings in his life. So, like him, let's now offer our canticle of praise for at least 5 blessings in our lives. We bring all our blessings, and of course, the blessing of our great girls to God as we pray. Most High, all-powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory, the honour, and all blessings. Praised be you, my Lord, with all your creatures, especially brother Sun, who is the day, and through whom you give us light. And he is beautiful and radiant with great splendour, and bears a likeness to you, Most High One. Amen. We pray for the Year 10 and staff in Belgium for the World War I battlefields visit. It's such an inspirational experience, and they are having an excellent and poignant time. We pray for their safe return. And we also pray for all of our girls who have been magnificent this week in the sun. They have really embodied all of the best values of our school, knowing that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.